Good afternoon. Today is Wednesday, January 13th. It's 2 p.m., and the City Council will come into afternoon session. Carla, can you please call the roll?
Fritz?
Here.
Fish? Saltzman? Leonard?
Here.
Adams?
Here. The quorum is present. We have two items on this afternoon's calendar, both time certain. Can you please read the title for first reading of code amendments, item number 91?
Provide for the administration of public works permits.
Commissioner Leonard.
We have folks here ready to give a presentation. Welcome.
So good afternoon, Mayor and Commissioners. I'm Christine Leon, and I manage the Portland Bureau of Transportation Development Services Division. And with me is Lana Danaher, and she manages the similar division for the Bureau of Environmental Services, and Cindy Dietz for the Water Bureau. So you've seen us before up here, and this is a collective effort, and this is part of the public works permitting reforms that you have heard over the last calendar year, the improvements that we've been doing. So this is the piece that's going to cover the public works permitting appeals. So what you have before you is a proposed code, 1706, which would cover the public works appeals relating to public works permitting. And that's pretty much limited to things that are in the public right-of-way. There may be things that the public works permit effects on private property. We think maybe a tree that would be affected by a public works permit may come through this appeal process. But other than that, it's really limited to the public right-of-way and public permitting. So we have a series of slides that we're going to run through. And like I said, we've kind of divvied this up just because we want to make this statement that this has been a collective effort. So this is a brand new process. We are doing this jointly. 1706 will cover the permits that are issued by transportation, water, and BES, and those things that are included in those permits by forestry and maybe on occasion by fire bureau. So what we're proposing is a new program that has one door in, and that will be through our public works permitting section. And that should make it easier on the permittee to do appeals. There are currently appeals programs that the four bureaus, the three of us, and then the Parks Bureau Forestry Division has. And this new proposal essentially replaces those with, again, one easier new program. So I'm going to run through the first two slides, and then Cindy's going to run through the makeup of the panel and the board, and then Lana's going to run through the appeal criteria and then the time frames. So just kind of quickly, what we have here is some process improvements. Like I mentioned, this is going to replace four current programs that we have for appeals. They're, to be honest, not very widely publicized that we have these appeals programs, and I think that's part of the reason why back in April you had requested us to come up with this new program so that it's visible and fashioned after BDS's program. So we're going to put this material on our website. We're going to be creating brochures. We're going to make sure that we have consistent language so that people know this is out there. As far as the responses then to these appeals, we're going to be posting them as well on our website. And the idea is we're going to also be putting this in tracks so that we can tie it to the specific sites. The development interests in this new process are considered at the earliest step in the appeals process, and this benefits everybody. The next slide after this covers our new process, and you'll see that early decisions in a developer's request benefits them because then they can make decisions as to whether or not they want to pursue their development or make some changes. And that's consistent with BDS's program as well for engaging early on in the appeals process. What we're proposing to do is have a policy feedback loop. So when we are monitoring this appeals program, if we see things that are kind of continuing in nature that are problematic, what we propose is to have a policy feedback loop to maybe change some rules, change some code, if any of those things keep cropping up in an appeal. So we don't want to just take appeals and keep covering the same thing year after year. So for this year, this fiscal year, like I said, this is a brand new program. We are proposing a fee for the first step through the process, which will be a panel of $200. If a appellant is not satisfied with a panel's decision, which again, my partners will get into the details of, they can appeal to a board. And at this point, that fee for the board would be zero. But what we're hoping to do is get information on what this is actually going to be costing us for this program, and then adjust the fees and set the fees for hopefully next fiscal year. So this is consistent with what BDS does and similar to what we're currently charging per bureau for appeals. We charge today anywhere from $0 to $100. And I think I've mentioned that the appeals are going to be written down, posted, and it'll be a ability for us to learn from what we are hearing. So this slide then covers our what was our past practice for public works permitting in the right-of-way. Everybody basically was dealing with their pieces separately. And now in the bottom part of the slide is our adopted process, which shows the discrete check-in points along the development of the public works program. So we basically start with an inquiry, or if there is a pre-application conference or an early assistant meeting with BDS, then that can replace the public works inquiry meeting generally. And that gets kind of the ideas, the requirements fleshed out at the early stages. The first place in the door with your actual permit is going to be the concept development phase. And in kind of engineering and architectural world, we call that the 30% design. And then it goes from there to design development, intake review, which is essentially plans review. We typically have and require and have seen a need to do a 95% plans review and check, and then permit issuance. So each step along the way, the Public Works Bureaus will be issuing a decision. And so an appellant or a developer, someone with an interest in the site or the public works permit, can appeal after a written decision from the city at one of these steps. So I'm going to turn it over to Cindy next, and she's going to kind of walk through the appeals process.
Okay, so in terms of the next picture, what that is depicting, there's a couple things I want to draw your attention to. And first is that there's three boxes, one, two, and three, but that the appeal process really starts at box number two. This is a two-step process, again, modeled after how BDS has their two-step appeal process for building permits and so forth. So process begins at two. Also, as Christine was talking about, the process contained in this slide is really the same process that we would follow whether an appeal comes in at the 30% concept design or the 90%. So the same steps would be followed. And then the last thing I wanted to say was that this also depicts that catch and address piece of the policy, catching policy-related issues, and that it doesn't require an appeal for a policy issue to be identified and to be folded into that process. Now, we're still working on the rules and so forth that are going to help flesh out how that policy process is going to work, but it would be tracking what those issues are. There'd be some sort of an annual work plan or calendar to deal with it on a comprehensive basis, and depending on how many we're dealing with at any one time, there would be potentially a prioritization or sorting process of some kind, whether it's minor to major, level of urgency, something along those lines that would help us deal with those policy issues. The next slide is going to talk about the panel and the appeal makeup of the boards. And again, the panel is the first step in the appeal process, and there's going to be five members there. Three are basically the three of us sitting before you today, and there's going to be two members that would be appointed by the mayor And this would be going before you probably before the end of this month in terms of a report to council with those names. The first member would be representing the Development Review Advisory Committee, and then the second member would be representing the neighborhood land use and development interests and concerns. And as needed, there would be representatives from either the Fire Bureau and or Parks and Rec Forestry Division that would be attending as staff support and information. As Christine said, you know, there might be an issue associated with a tree, for example, and we would need their expertise there as well. In terms of the board, there would be the... Sure.
So you say as needed, and I appreciate that you'll be looking for whatever expertise, but is that tantamount to like an automatic referral? If it's an urban forestry issue, then someone from urban forestry is invited in to come and provide input on that question?
Yes.
Okay. Thank you.
Yeah, and the other thing that we have talked to forestry about, and I think Cindy's going to not talk to this level of detail, but you'll see that there's a director's referral after the board. And in the cases where it's a forestry-related item, it would be staffed by the forestry supervisor and then the city forester at the panel and then the board level. But then if it has to go to that policy decision, instead of going to the directors, it would go to the Urban Forestry Commission. So that's one little difference there. So if it's clearly that urban forestry issue and it becomes policy, they'll take it to the Urban Forestry Commission for consideration. Sorry.
And then in terms of the makeup for the Board of Appeals, it is the city engineer and the chief engineers for water and BES.
Okay. Next. I could talk about appeal criteria, and it's really quite simple. People, I've always said, you know, there's never a reason you can't appeal. The question is what's the route? And the criteria for appeal to this through this process is really about if someone perceives an inconsistency with or something contrary, a decision that they perceive as being contrary to city code, rules, standards, or policy, or the city, in the appellant's opinion, has misapplied or misinterpreted city code, rules, standards, or policy. Excluded from the appeal process are those things that are covered by other appeal bodies, and that would include things like design exceptions, and we have processes within each of the bureaus where it's dealt with, frankly, faster in most cases than this would be, so because those things have to be taken care of in the technical review during the process. And decisions based on previously established city standards and specs, that has to do with pipe type or building materials type, and there's a process for those kinds of appeals. Related to the assessment of system development charges, there's codes in each of the bureaus for how to appeal those systems development charges. And matters that are subject to the authority of any other city appeal body. Matters which may be appealed through city or state land use processes. It's not the intent of this process to get appealed through LUBA. And the way to stay out of that is to not do land use appeals. That there is a process for that. And then we will be developing in our administrative rules, we will be spelling out what the decision-making, what criteria the decision-making is based on. For example, here it says inconsistencies. Well, a lot of things can be perceived as being inconsistent. In our rules, we'll need to determine what is, how do we determine consistent with the intent, whether something is consistent with the intent of the rule, standards, or policies. Those things can be done through the criteria. The appeal table, timetable, is shown on the following slide, and we have targets here. So we have the public works permitting staff makes the decision about a project, and we have the applicant has 15 business days to file a written appeal. This was recommended by the city attorney's office. And they would appeal to that administrative appeals panel. I have to add, you know, it's really quite, I have to give a commentary. It's really quite revolutionary to have citizen engagement at this level of appeal, and we're kind of excited about that. It does take a little longer, however, to pull together people from a neighborhood for appeals panel, but I think we can do it, this is kind of exciting. So we're targeting 15 business days for the appeals panel to consider, make a decision, and provide written notice to the appellant. The maximum allowable time is 24 business days. A quorum is not required here, so whoever shows up for that panel on that panel is who the voting body is. There's not a quorum. So that's an important piece. If they don't like that decision, they have 15 business days to file a written appeal, and that's heard by the board, and that includes the board, the bureau directors, if necessary. And we put the bureau directors in there because sometimes engineers don't want to do something different, but it may be the policy, may be that we want to do something different. So it's good to have that input there to balance that. And we're targeting 27 business day for that Board of Appeals to conduct a hearing, consult with bureau directors, and make a decision for providing written notice. That's pretty much it. Any kind of questions?
Well, I really like the fact that you've designed an appeal process and timeline that involves citizens. That's really fantastic. That's great. Good work. Other comments, questions?
So I appreciate your work. I share your enthusiasm, Lana, both because I know neighbors can add value to a process like this, and mm-hmm. because it's so obvious that you, the staff, are embracing that and mm-hmm. understand that.
I wasn't always embracing that idea, by the
way.
Yes, I wasn't going to raise that. since you brought it up.
It's particularly exciting and satisfying mm-hmm. to me to see things that I've worked on for a long time as a citizen activist coming to fruition now that I'm in a position to vote on it. So thank you very much for your work, all of the staff here and the directors, the bureau staff, Commissioner Leonard, and the mayor for your leadership. I think this is a very momentous moment. So I also wanted to comment, Mayor, that I'm assuming that you would take input from fellow commissioners on the selection of the citizen advisor to the group. It sounds like with such a short time frame, and I wasn't aware of...
It has to come back to council. I just nominate.
Oh, you just nominate. I'm wondering if we might want to have an alternate in case somebody's on, the citizen might be on vacation or something.
Yeah, the what you'll see in a couple of weeks is a primary member and an alternate for the DRAC and then for the city land use interests. So we have four people that we're going to be forwarding.
Oh, excellent. Yeah.
You know, just a comment on that. I learned through my bureaus that there are a handful of highly engaged citizen activists who end up being asked to do the work of 20. And at a certain point, that's probably not fair, and probably also from our point of view, we are not taking advantage of the opportunity to develop new talent and mm-hmm. new voices and people outside of the existing system. So I would definitely encourage the mayor to cast the net wide and bring some new faces into this process.
Well, we had a lot of people that were really excited to be working with the three of us, so they were
just kidding. Well, and Bonnie McKnight voiced a similar concern, and I think she's forwarding some names that might sound new, might be new to this.
Yeah, I think one thing we should note, too, is the first year, the DRAC member and alternate will serve for 3 years, and the land use interest person will serve for 2 years. After that, it'll be 2 years, but we wanted to stagger the membership so there wasn't a total overhaul in the membership after the first 2 years. So, yeah, but I think we have four strong names that we're going to be forwarding. So. But, yes, thank you for that question.
Good work. Thank you very much. Has anyone signed up to testify?
No one signed up.
All right. This is a first reading. Moves to second reading and council consideration for a vote next week. Thanks again for your really ongoing, wonderful work. Keep at it.
Thank you very much.
Thank you. Thank you.
Mayor, may I suggest we take a 5-minute break since we have a 2:30 time certain?
I will take a 10-minute break.
Oh, okay. Well, that's the liberal in you. I was offering 5.
We are recessed for 10 minutes.
Oh. You have a second?
Good not to meet you.